Hey there, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, and welcome back. We're on digital FM Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are, of course, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, The Son of Rambo, a new movie about two crazy English kids trying to make a sequel to Rambo. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from one crazy American kid, BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thank you. The Olympic flame is finally in China. It's been a long, tough road. Demonstrators protesting China's human rights policy have gone after the torch around the world. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
A marching band and flag-waving children greeted the torch when it arrived at the airport from Vietnam. The Hong Kong leg of the torch relay will be on Friday, but its arrival is already bringing controversy. Hong Kong authorities have refused to allow entry to at least seven activists who had planned to protest during the torch relay. Now some are criticizing the city as failing to uphold the freedoms it was promised when it returned to Chinese rule in 1997. 3,000 police will be deployed to guard the flame on Friday. Hong Kongers are being urged to wear red on that day to give the torch a patriotic welcome.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. China is blaming railway staffers for a deadly train crash that killed more than 70 this week. China's official news reports that supervisors didn't tell drivers to slow down for construction in the area. Investigators already said one train was going too fast. Rail officials have fired three staffers so far. It's the worst accident in China in more than a decade. Evacuations in northern Maine, the St. John River there, is on the rise because of heavy rain and melting snow. The governor declared a state of emergency. The Pentagon is sending what it calls a reminder to Iran. A second aircraft carrier is on the way to the Persian Gulf. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said this is not meant as a force escalation or a sign of a coming strike on Iran. He says it's a reminder that the U.S. is still dedicated to regional security. U.S. officials have accused Iran of supporting America's enemies in Iraq. An aircraft carrier holds dozens of attack planes and thousands of troops. We let our soldiers down. That's what a top general says about Army living quarters. He's talking about Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The father of a soldier there brought attention to the problems by posting a video on YouTube. The clip showed moldy barracks, peeling paint, and a drain stopped up with sewage. The Army acknowledged problems at Fort Bragg and is now inspecting barracks worldwide. They say it's too soon to tell whether the Fort Bragg problem is an isolated incident. Some of the Army's most elite troops live there, including the 82nd Airborne and various special forces. Al Franken is a comedian turned radio host turned Senate candidate. That is a lot to keep up with, and apparently he had trouble figuring out his taxes. Franken said he'll pay about $70,000 back taxes to 17 states. He says he got bad accounting advice, but he takes responsibility. He's challenging Republican Senator Norm Coleman for Minnesota's U.S. Senate seat. They are some of the rarest animals on Earth, and another one is dead this morning. Japan's oldest giant panda, Ling Ling, died of heart failure today at the Tokyo Zoo. He was nearly 23 years old. That's about 70 in people years. A Japanese paper reports that Japan's prime minister may ask China to loan them a pair of giant pandas. There are only about 1,600 giant pandas living in the wild. That is your news for the moment. Don't forget, it's always online on our website at npr.org.
This is NPR.